better start living off the land. That's what you said. They're gonna start working to a plan, but with or without you. Even though the cupboards are bare, even though there's nothing out there, you can't just sit around and worry when you still got a chance. I can see you, but I can't hear nothing at all. I've lost you, I know it's clear. Believing it all, I can see you, but I can't hear. Not a word, you're no forever. You try to bring them up and live the right. Nothing could ever compare with the simple life of living out there. You better start laying on the guidelines. So I'm thrilled to be joined on the line now by Vincent Doyle, who is the bassist with Cry Before Dawn. And Vincent, I'm going to try not go all fangirl on you, but I have to admit, I did see ye when ye supported Big Country all those years ago.
All right. And it was a few years ago, Arlo.
It was.
But that was a fantastic tour. That was it would have been somewhere in the UK you're talking about.
Yeah, I went to see in Edinburgh. I had snuck away. I was only 17 years of age and I sort of snuck away to see with some friends and we went to Edinburgh. God knows how we got there back then, but we did. And it was a fantastic gig, I have to say. It was really wonderful. It must have been great crack altogether.
Yeah, it was. Like at the time, Big Country were... having number one albums and that, so they were really at the height of their powers, and they still are a fantastic band, but at that time with Stuart Adamson they were fabulous, and we were lucky enough to do 15 dates on a whole UK tour with them, and it was a it was a big deal for us, and it was a great learning experience, you know.
I'm sure, but you know, in your own right, Cry Before Dawn, one of the most popular bands in Ireland, and that's not understating it, really. You know, I think, you know, you have just sort of transcended. You sound absolutely brilliant, first of all, and like it's hard to believe that it was, you know, in the 90s that you were sort of in your heyday. But you know, I would say a lot of people were saying that the fact that you were from Wexford and not from Dublin was a huge thing, that the rural communities absolutely loved you. Do you believe that?
Well, yeah, maybe so. Looking back on it, we still have a good fan base in Dublin, but definitely around the country, we used to get a big crowd and a lot of people coming to see us. Funny you mentioned, you know, popular then, maybe popular now. We had a great following, but there's something after happening in the last while, because we've been playing throughout the summer, and I'd say the crowds that come and see us now are as enthusiastic and more enthusiastic than they were back in those days, you know.
And isn't that amazing? And you know what? I did a bit of research. I know you played in the Forever Young Festival in Kildare.
You did.
And I've been to that festival, and I'll tell you, it is the best crack ever, and it is the most refined festival I've ever been at, because everybody has their own spot and their seats, yeah, and the whole lot,
yeah.
But the thing is, I suppose, like, the people who were following you back in the 90s are the people who's going to the Forever Young, and they are going to be as enthusiastic now as they were then.
Yeah, well, I think, but particularly what you just mentioned, Forever Young, there, we've played it twice, and they were a little bit unlucky with the weather this year, but you know, thankfully it's coming back again next year. But everybody is of a certain age, I suppose, and they're really out for a weekend of crack and having a good laugh. And, you know, it brings them back to their youth, and they want to see all the bands from the 80s and the early 90s and that. And, if we ever get asked back again, we'll do it like a shot. It's a great, great weekend, Arla.
It is. It's fabulous. We were there with the weather was fantastic the year before. Didn't get there this year. So the year before, the weather was incredible, and it was just such a lovely atmosphere. But, you know, you've been gigging all over the place. And how's that going for you?
Yeah, well, it's been going great. Like, our first show was in Sea Church back in July, and then we did Forever Young. And thankfully, Sea Church sold out then, and that's why we're coming back again on Saturday to play our second show. But we've played, I think the summer season is about 8 shows, and the reaction from the crowd has been fantastic. And we didn't, I suppose, really know what to expect coming back. We know we have a fan base and they'll turn out to see us, but this has been incredible what's been going on. And you know, we're very pleased about it, because two of the lads, Brendan lives in Switzerland and Tony lives in England. So just to play any shows at all, it takes a bit of work and a bit of logistics, and even to rehearse, really, to fly halfway around Europe. So for people to turn out and be enthusiastic, it makes it all worthwhile, Arla.
Of course it does. Yeah, absolutely. And I get that, you know, people have their own lives. You reformed in 2011, is that right? Or was it 2010?
We came back. Like, we had, you know, I suppose, when the band finished in 92 or 3, we all went off and did our own things and different countries, whatever. And we just got this mad idea of playing some shows in 2010, and it happened in 2011, and it was a great experience. We just did one single then. I think it came out early 2013, but we haven't done a whole lot. We've been a bit sporadic, I suppose you'd say. But this time is different as well, in a sense of we have a good bit of new material, and we're playing some of the new songs at the shows this year. And we have about 4 or 5 tracks recorded already for a new album. And that's, please God, all going to plan. That new album will come out in the first 3 or 4 months of 2024. So that's great to look forward to. And like, we always get asked, oh, have you got any new songs? Got a new album coming? So thankfully we're able to say now, yes.
Yes, you do. That's brilliant. And that must be so exciting and so rewarding for you, you know, that you're going to be releasing new material next year.
Yeah, no, it is exciting. Look, we probably should have done it years ago, but you know, life gets in the way and all that stuff, but we're we're doing it now. And you know, our songs have traveled a bit, in a sense that the two albums we did back 87 89, they're the mainstay of our live shows now, and everybody knows the songs that comes to see us now, or most of the people, so they all sing along, and it's a big sing song. But the important thing now is to introduce some of the new stuff, and we're quite excited about it. And the fact that we've been playing some of the new songs over the summer now, I think they've been getting a good reaction from the people who come to see us. So that's quite important as well when we're going to put it out.
Oh yeah, of course.
Here. Yeah.
Because, you know, like that, your songs are so familiar. They're almost like a comfy blanket. You know, if you're my age and you remember your songs the first time around, just listening to them just makes you feel good, because you remember, you know, a time in your life, you know, 17 up plus was a great time in our lives, you know. And I really like that, and the prospect of having more new music from you is brilliant. So we'll be looking forward to that. So that'll be in 2024, that'll be coming out.
That'll be in 2024, and kind of funny you mention it. You know, a lot of people come up to us and say, oh, in my teenage years or whatever, I love this song or I love that song. And I think they're very formative years, and I think the music you like then, that you like then, stays with you all the way through. And that's kind of what we're hearing at the shows. People, you know, they have their favorite songs. At this stage, I suppose you could say, well, it's about time then you they knew the words. But it is a big party, a big sing song. And you know, as I was saying earlier, to make the effort to get out and play, which is no effort, but yeah. With everyone living in different countries, to get that kind of reaction is just, it makes it all worthwhile, Arla.
Oh, it does, like, you know, and you're thinking, you must remember as well, we're from an era when you didn't have Spotify, you didn't have, you know, you didn't have the access so much. So you had to make huge efforts to go to see live music and live bands. And, you know, I always say that the children of today don't know the joy of a slow song at a disco, you know, and and how we used to have the crack there, and your songs would have featured in the disco. You know, and I know it sounds almost alien to people now, like, but you know, the going to the disco and listening to the music and everybody really enjoying it was such an important part of our lives back then.
It was, and you know, the different, look, there's a lot of differences, but I, you know, like, people follow a football team, a soccer team, hurling team. Back then, people followed bands, and you were watching what was going on, and you hear, oh, there's an album coming out by such and such, and then you went out and bought the album. It is quite different now, because a lot of people have Spotify. It's all there. They flick onto something. They'll listen to 7 or 8 or 10 seconds of it. If it holds their attention, they'll keep listening. If not, they'll just flick on again. So there was probably... people were more... How would you put it? They were more looking forward to what was going on years and years ago, and as you said, there was a bit more effort to go and buy your album. And
oh, there was, and
more money as well.
I was going to say, if you spent your money like buying an album, you listened to every single song on that album, and time and time again, and it became an old friend almost.
It did, yeah, and well, look, you know, maybe that's standing to us now, because as I say, the songs are well known now by the people who like us. And that's great for the live shows.
For sure. And listen to me, I was chatting to somebody today to say that I was going to be talking to you. And of course, the first thing they said to me was, ask him where he got the name from the band from. So you must be sick to death of being asked that question. But I'm going to ask it. Where did Cry Before Dawn come from?
Well, I know where it came from. It came from our drummer, Pat Hayes. Now, where did he conjure up the name? I really don't know. But it's in the mists of time now. Maybe he had a dream, I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Pat Hayes came up with the name, but I don't really know how he got it.
I'm trying to think of something very romantic, that just before the dawn there was a wild woman standing out on a beach or something, and, you know, cried out to the rising sun, you know, that sort of said, you know, I am here, hear me roar. But that's just my interpretation of it.
You hit it right in the head. That's where we got it.
There you go. You see, I'm patenting that now, so you're not allowed to use that, Vincent. But listen to me. You've played at the Sea Church before, so yes. What do you think of it as a venue?
Oh, lovely venue. The whole place there is lovely, restaurant, bar. We didn't really know what to expect. It was the first show on the tour. We arrived down in Ballycotton, went in, and once you go into the place, it's a little bit special, I think. And there was, as I say, it was sold out. There was a great crowd there. It was our first show back, so it was a special event for us. And it was nice, I suppose, because it sold out, they asked us back again. So that's what we're going to do on Saturday night. And looking forward, we know what to expect this time. So it'll be hopefully another great experience.
Hopefully it will be, and I'm sure you'll pack the place to the rafters. And listen, it's been an immense pleasure chatting to you, and I'm really, really looking forward to the new album that's coming out next year. Good. And we wish you all the best going forward, and hopefully we'll get to see you touring all over the place with your new music again. Thanks a million.
We'll be out next year, Orla. We'll have the album out. We'll be touring again, but if there's a few tickets left for Saturday night, if anyone wants to come down. But thank you for having us on air, and we'll chat again, I'm sure.
We absolutely will, and it's been my great pleasure. Thank you so much.
When you add it all up, it's just the way it's meant to be. when you're at it all, it's just the way it's meant to be.